gosh, I almost would rather drag a cord around with an electric than have problems trying to start that blower, you know, that won't start.
You get halfway through.
And it won't, yeah.
And then, or something breaks, and you're like, yeah. But I think half my problem is the owner user.
Probably so. It's probably Scott.
I think it is a Scott problem. Yeah, but just break when I get finished. You know, so.
Hey, another thing is planting flowers now, like pansies and stock and snapdragons, and also ornamental cabbage and kale, and also the other side is vegetables.
They call deer food?
Well, put them in the backyard.
Yeah.
You know, or use the coyote urine, okay?
Yeah.
Something. So. But those things will grow all winter. Snapdragons will live 2 years. Dianthus is another plant. I tell you what, our falls and springs can be really pretty if you kind of plan for them.
And you do need to plan for them, don't you?
Yeah, a little bit.
So is this the right time to plant a tree, the right time of the year?
Yes.
That's what you're saying. So right now is the time to plant a tree.
Yeah.
So I've always heard just the opposite. If you're going to transplant a tree, it's the wrong time. Is that right or wrong?
If you're going to transplant it, it ought to be dormant. And right now the trees aren't dormant. They got leaves on them. And when you dig the tree up and cut all the roots, you've removed its source of fluids, of water. Well, the leaves are still sweating, and you cut the roots off. So you can dehydrate it in a matter of days, and it can't recover. If you can get the leaves off of it, so in other words, after it freezes, if they do drop, or live oaks don't drop, so you have to be careful. Those are better done in March, because that's when they naturally drop. And when you dig them, it kind of shocks them, and they go ahead and dropping. But the other trees that are deciduous, that drop their leaves, you do it after they drop their leaves.
Okay. We tried because I hate cutting down, especially an oak tree or a pecan tree or any tree. When a mesquite tree, cut them all down. But the pecans or the oaks, it just breaks my heart to see someone cut a big one.
Hey, Scott, remember those deer that are so pretty out there that you don't mind somebody shooting?
Yeah.
It's kind of the same deal. You know, it's just all nature, right?
Yeah.
And those are there any acorns underneath those live oak trees? I mean, how many thousands and thousands of live oaks are there potentially out of that one tree? So you know, some people have too many trees.
And so you need to them. I do that. But, you know, those big – we had to move is the development. And I did try to move two of them, and I didn't have any. To me, is it hard to transplant one?
A live oak? A live oak?
Mm-hmm.
Live oaks, if I tell you what, my dad planted a whole bunch of live oaks and pecans for Sonny Noki in the 50s or maybe early 60s. And everyone lived. And it was in the summer. Heat of the summer, Scott. He took every leaf off and pruned them back, and he took every leaf off quickly after they were dug, within hours. That's critical. And there was nothing using up the moisture, so they didn't dehydrate. And everyone lived. So, anyway, you need to know what you're doing. I'm sorry you were unsuccessful, but it is difficult. It's very difficult.
I was told this is what you said. It's the wrong time of the year, and the direction the tree faces, it needs to be facing the same direction when you plant it, and blah, blah, blah.
I'm not sure I said that, but a lot of people have said that, and I haven't experimented to know if that's really
I learned a lesson. We put a subdivision in, and I had two partners. This one tree, it was I couldn't reach my hands around it, live oak. And it costs quite a bit more money. I made them move the whole road to go around this tree.
Yeah.
And they said, well, that's ridiculous. Well, I said, we're not cutting the tree down. The tree's going to stay there. But it's going to make this whole lot. And it's going to make this lot the most expensive lot we have. And we priced it that way.
Yeah.
And that lot sit there for a little bit longer because it was the most expensive lot out there. And the people bought it. The first thing they did was?
They cut the tree down?
They cut the tree down. So I've heard about that for the last 8 years. But I thought, what the world? I think I almost wouldn't have sold them a lot if I knew they wouldn't cut that tree down. But anyway, that's you different. Different strokes for different folks.
Yeah, and they may have been from where there was always trees.
Mars?
They don't realize. No, East Texas, everywhere but West Texas, part of.
God.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think oak trees. Beautiful, but
a misunderstanding. Hey, can I mention something about the Star Spangled Banner?
Yes.
About misunderstandings?
Oh, you better be careful because I have a strong opinion. Okay, yeah, okay. We better both be careful.
Better. But you know, I thought about Colin Kaepernick. He's a good guy. He had a complaint about police that maybe needed to you know, they did something wrong. But his problem wasn't with America. His problem was with some Americans. And people, we need to understand that America is much more than, it's about a set of ideals and principles that we live our society is based on. And America is great. Now, there are some Americans that aren't so great, and you can protest them, but not America. So I think people's partly due from not understanding our history and what it really means to be an American and live in America. It's partly our education's fault. They're good-hearted. They're just misinformed. They're uneducated.
I think that was a very nice way to put that. I liked Emmett Smith had a deal he came out with, and I saw Emmett Smith. Got to visit with him a little bit at one of our realtor deal. He's actually a real estate now.
You know, I would pay money for an Emmett Smith highlight reel. CD.
He's actually a CSA. He's a commercial realtor.
Yeah,
and I got to visit with him a little bit, but he came up with a deal, and he said, I kneel for the cross, I stand for the flag. I think that's a good way to be.
So that's his motto?
It's his motto.
Wow.
And I think that's the way my mom would like me to be.
So, amen.
And I hope you're right. People are just misunderstood. I wish they weren't doing it, because I think, like myself, you know, Roger Staubach was my hero.
Yes.
You know, he was a Dallas Cowboy. You know, in fact, I went to camp at Real Vista just where he could throw me the football.
All right.
As long as I went there. And I think a lot of young people look up to our football players. And look up to our military. And
yes.
It seems like there's some confusion there, and I hate this right now.
Yeah.
I really do. I hate it.
It's
and I hate using that word. But I wish it would change.
You know, I tell you what, that's kind of a bad thing, but what's a good thing is all this rain changes subject.
It sure does. Yes, it is.
You know, the rain's going to bring weeds, but it's going to bring flowers and growth.
It's true. He is so good. That's why I love this man right here. This is a great man. You really are. With good comes good. With bad comes good.
Yeah.
Can't have the good without the bad, I guess.
Yeah, that's right.
Rain brings weeds. It also brings flowers.
It does.
And you got to have both, right?
That's right. Yeah. It's okay. So what if there's a little work involved? Good for you, isn't it, Scott?
Yeah.
Even carrying that pot around the back.
But if you see
are you
my,
okay, by the
if
way?
If you'd seen my face, you'd think he's going to die right here.
He doesn't have a brace on, people. Yeah. You can't see it. He's okay.
You say, that fat boy is going to die right here. It's going to be all of his fault. You said, hey, I did learn my lesson, though.
That's right.
Do you have a delivery service?
Yes, but you probably have a cart. You should have got the cart.
Yeah. I should have had a brain is what I should have had. That looks way too heavy.
You know, one of my rules at the nursery is I don't want two men doing a one-man job, and I don't want one man doing a two-man job. And until you lift the pot, you don't know how heavy it is.
Yeah, but after
you should have put it right back down.
Yeah, but my wife just told me how this one guy just set it in there like really easy.
Oh.
So there was that testosterone, that ego deal popped in.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, I had to do it then. Yeah. It was one of those deals.
I got you.
Hey, folks, as always, we love you listening in. Seriously, if you have any questions on lawn, garden, anything like that, this man right here can help you. I promise you. Go by Olive's Nursery. He will be there. I have to beg him just to break away for 20 minutes to come do this show. Give him a call for the yard work. Give me a call if you need a house. We'll see you next Sunday. Have a good one.